The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Standing Room Only presents Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent, Kathy Rollins. Listen here for the tops in entertainment talk. Get the lowdown on people in the biz, entertainment locally, film, music and TV in production, and advice for newcomers. How to get started. To take your part and be a star, call toll-free 1-888-565-1470. And now, let's take our mark, get ready, and action. Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins.
And welcome, welcome. This is Kathy Rollins. Welcome to Radio Showtime. We are here, and I have another wonderful show for you. I have so many great guests lined up. I hope we get everything in, and I hope I remember to tell you everything I plan to tell you. We are brought to you by Paradise Bank. And when you're in Paradise Bank, you know, it's just like being in paradise. You don't have to go anywhere else. And we are also brought to you by Standing Room Only Productions. And you'll be hearing more about them in a little bit. Well, it's been a very, very busy week. We have a lot of things going on. You know, Standing Room Only has a lot of dinner shows going on. And if I have time at the end of the show, I will repeat them and mention them for you. But you could always go to our website, which is Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com, and click on upcoming shows, and you'll see everything listed there. But I do want to mention this week, Halloween Day, October 31st, at the in Delray at the South County Civic Center. You really have to stop by at the Young at Heart event. They're going to have a major event from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's going to be entertainment and information on travel and information on health care and a lot of giveaways. There's a complimentary breakfast, and there's going to be also a complimentary lunch. And so it's a wonderful day for your friends. It's free, free parking, free entrance, and a wonderful time. And a Halloween costume contest at 1 o'clock with a $100 prize to the best costume. So if you're around Delray, Boynton Beach, Boca area on Thursday, October 31st, and you with costume or without costume, or something on, come stop by, because you're guaranteed to have a good time. Also this week, I want to mention the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival is on. It actually started on October 18th, and it runs through November 11th, and it is wonderful. And if you really would like, if you don't know about it, and you've never been to any of the activities at the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, it is just a wonderful, wonderful experience, because there are a lot of films by new filmmakers, and there's always something exciting going on there. The films are from all around the world, and you could just stop by there, actually, or just go online to FLIFF, F-L-I-F-F, F-L-I-F-F, and get their phone number and get the listing. And each year they give a Lifetime Achievement Award to a major celebrity. This year it's going to be Anne Margaret. But they also have other celebrities stopping in. I have to tell you about my Ed Asner experience. Ed Asner was there last Wednesday. Tab Hunter is there tonight. They're going to have an event with him. But last week they had honored Ed Asner, and at the Cinema Paradiso there in Fort Lauderdale, and he was there. It was a packed house, and he apparently in the last 4 years he's been touring the country with a one man show about FDR, and he actually performed a portion of that play for everyone, which was great. And then they had a Q&A series, and then they had a film, a medley of his, the many things he's done. He's won like 7 Emmys, and he's the only actor to receive an Emmy for drama and comedy. And of course, everybody knows him as Mr. Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. But after, I have to tell you about my experience with him, because when the program was over, they had a very nice reception outside. And as I was leaving, I happened to be passing near where he was. And I said, Mr. Asner, may I take your picture? And he says, oh, of course. So he posed very nicely, and I took his picture. And I said, Mr. Asner, you got spunk. And without losing a beat, he just shouted back to me, he says, I hate spunk. And if you watch the Mary Tyler Moore Show, you know what those lines are all about. Fun guy, came over, shook hands, excuse me, we chatted, and he was just a wonderful, wonderful person. So that was my Ed Asner experience. On the line is a gentleman that we've been trying to have on week after week, but he's just so busy, it's our, you know, our program where we say tracking the star. This young man was lived here in South Florida, but he bit the bullet, took his family and the support of his family and friends. He moved to New York to pursue his dream, and his name is Rob Askenaz. And finally, he's had time. Wait till you hear what he's been doing. Rob, how are you?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yeah. Mr. Success.
Hey, how are you? It's so good to hear you.
Good to hear you.
I'm so glad that I got to catch up with you.
I know, because every week you were either on the set or doing this and doing that. So give recap a little bit for the listeners, because you haven't really called in for about 5 weeks.
I am just so lucky to be working.
Yes. List them.
Just today I had a fitting for a new show that I'm going to be on. It's called The Nick. It's a period piece. It's going to be on TV in 2014. It's starring Clive Owens. I'm gonna be a surgeon. So it's gonna be pretty cool. And it could be a recurring thing because they said that it might be opening season, for the season to be available. So
That's great.
2 weeks ago, I was on a set with Liam Neeson on a set called Run All Night.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie. It was gonna be really cool. I was in a subway. I was hanging right next to him.
When's that coming out?
I actually looked up to him and I said, hey, you know, I get all the great placements. I get placed in the great spots. And he looked down at me with these big blue eyes and he said, right on, man.
He's a very tall guy.
Night, you know, so.
He's a big man, right?
All the time.
Rob, he's a very tall guy, isn't he?
He's very tall. He's got piercing blue eyes and, he was standing right next to me. They put me right next to him. And, he was getting beat up in the subway or something for this mm-hmm. movie.
Okay, and what else?
It was really cool.
You're on a few other television.
I was on Blue Bloods the week before. Blue Bloods with Tom Selleck and the girl from The Sopranos was on that episode, and Person of Interest the week before that, and Blacklist with James Spader. That was a great show.
Yes,
he was just on an episode called Stewmaker.
So you are just on fire, my dear. That's great.
I've been very blessed. Yeah, it's been a wonderful experience, and you know, I'm going to learn to get some classes, going to school. I'm going to, you know, try to enhance this. I've got two waivers for the union, so one more waiver, and I get to join the union.
When did you move up? When did you go? About 8 months ago? 7 months ago?
About 8 months ago. It was February of 2000.
That's extraordinary, because most people that make the move, they say, you know, I'm going to give it 2 years, which is probably about right. But you've really been, it's been amazing.
Yeah, I've been lucky, and I've been blessed, and, you know, my family's behind me, and, you know, I have a job, but, you know, I keep working. I work on my days off. I've been where I work. The other night, the movie Run All Night with Liam Neeson, that was an all-nighter, Tuesday night. From 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, wow. That is...
6 a.m.
That's long.
It was 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. in the morning. So it was just really, you know, you get used to it. You know, I'm paying my dues. I'm learning the game.
Good for you.
Hang out with stars in the middle of the night.
And the family, you know, the family's doing good? The family's acclimated to the move and everything?
Yeah, my kids are in school. I'm so happy. And
I understand your wife.
I tell every actor who's listening or anybody who listens to your show, don't hesitate to follow what you want guys do. You know, it's out here for you. You know, you may say, well, New York's a big place, and Florida's a great place too. You know, gave me lots of opportunities to meet you. And to further my career.
Thank you, sweetie. But you did the research.
You got to really follow it.
But you did the research. You just didn't go up there. I mean, you had a family. You had to do the research, and you kind of paved the way for yourself a little bit.
I spent a month and a half prior, and, well, 6 years trying to, 6 years doing the research.
Mm-hmm.
A month and a half by myself, you know, on my friend's couch in Brooklyn trying to, you know, get together everything so I can bring my family here, but then balance between a job and trying to pursue
it together.
The dream, you know?
Did I read something where your wife actually auditioned for something?
Actually, she did. She, she signed up for a cast, a couple casting networks, and her picture was picked to be perhaps a mother for a show called Orange Is the New Black.
Yes,
which I was on the Orange Is the New Black, but
yes, I remember
Jason
Biggs.
And she did get to go an audition, which was great. And they may use her for a featured background, but she didn't get picked for the role, unfortunately. But it just goes to show you don't even have to be an actress.
I'm saying, I didn't know. Has your wife been doing acting before, or is she just supporting you?
We signed her up to maybe to do some background work if she wanted to do a background work. You know, as they fill in here and there, have some fun, and she did some stuff with me. Some independent films in the past.
So where do you actually live? In the city, or whereabouts is your home?
I live in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
Okay.
Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. It's about 40 minutes, maybe 35 minutes from the city.
To get into the city. And most of the work you're doing is in the city? Where are these shoots taking place?
I tell you, I have been just about every place that you can imagine in New York so far.
Really?
North of the city, Rockland County, Staten Island. I've been in New Jersey. I've been in Queens, Brooklyn. I shot everywhere. Today I was at Steiner Studios, where they shoot lots of things, all kinds of different shows. Last week I did Law and Order.
Now, do you have one agent, or is it like down here you could be signed up with, are you signed with one agency? How does it work for you?
The casting networks, allows you to submit to, the casting agencies, which is, there's about five, major for background and for auditions too.
Mm-hmm.
But, for principal roles, but they're mostly, you submit through there. Once you're signed up through those agencies and, you prove yourself, you've worked for them before, they call you.
They get to know you.
You have to show up. One thing you have to do is you got to really show up.
Well, I'm sure you do.
Once you show up, a few times they'll use you again. I got booked for The Nick, this new TV show, The Nick, because I did Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, yes.
The last season.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was a period piece, the same girl called me from like the picture that I was in Boardwalk Empire.
Mm-hmm.
It's like set in the 1900s,
Mm-hmm.
So, things like that, you build up your network, to get these, hopefully get work. I've been
right.
Work every week.
So what about these classes you're taking? What kind of classes are you taking? Are they acting classes or what?
There's like networking seminars for, basically, casting directors and agents.
Good for you.
To showcase your abilities, but I have yet to. I've been too busy to do. I'm trying to look into that.
I think it's terrific. So, folks, his name is Rob, and I'm not going to make a mistake this time, my dear. A-S-H-K-E-N-A-S. K-E-N-A-S. He's on Facebook.
Yeah, facebook.com/ Rob Ashkenaz.
I think it's great. So I'm so happy for you. I really, really am. And continued success. You deserve it. And I think you're doing a great job.
You're wonderful, Kathy. I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk to
you. I miss you. We miss you down here. You were great in these murder mysteries and the comedy wedding. But hey, I'm just very, very happy and very proud of you.
I miss doing that.
You were the best in your Ferrari, I'll tell you. That was cool. Take care, dear.
Right on.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you, dearie.
I hope to talk to you soon.
You
guys.
Will.
Everybody,
you can count
you guys,
on it.
You guys out there, look for me.
I will. In all
the background of all the TV shows on every network.
Great. Thank you, Rob. All the best to you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kat.
Bye-bye. Okay, I think we're going to have a few messages from our sponsors, and then we have... our next guest will be lined up. His name is Damien, and we'll hear him sing. Hi, I'm Kathy Rawlins. Are you unhappy with your bank? At Paradise Bank, they make banking simple so you can carry out your day-to-day banking both quickly and conveniently. A majority of their products and services have been developed with considerable input from their customers, as well as business owners and CFOs. Listening to their customers is an integral part of the Paradise culture and charm. After all, banking is a people business. As a result, their full line of business and personal products are designed to meet your individual needs. A very strong local bank that excels in personal service and puts customers first. They deserve to be named Paradise. Check out any of their three locations, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, or Delray Beach. They have everything from checking accounts, money markets, home equity lines. Paradise Bank named top small business lender in South Florida. No other bank can say that. For additional information, please call them at 561-392-5444. That's 561-392-5444. Or check out their website, paradisebank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rawlings, CEO of Standing Room Only Productions. We provide entertainment for private parties, corporate events, or fundraisers. Everything from a single musician to a full orchestra. Vocalists, dancers, comedians. We also provide interactive entertainment like murder mysteries, comedy weddings, and Broadway comedy plays. For personal attention to your special event, call 954-791-7555 or check out our website, KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Or give me a call and I will help you personally arrange that very special event. 954-791-7555. Thank you.
Let's go on with the show.
Okay, we are back. My goodness, this board is all lit up. I want to introduce my first guest. First, I'm going to play a little music, number four of our next guest. First, I want to hear you. I want you to hear his voice, and then you're going to meet Damien.
The night is like a lovely tune. Beware my foolish heart. How white the ever constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination.
Okay, well, welcome to Radio Showtime, my good friend Damien. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Kathy?
Fine, you sound great.
I do?
Yes, you are one of my, of all the voices and all the singers I have heard, you and one other gentleman are, you know, because to have a special unique voice, you have your own sound. Nobody sounds like you, and this my other favorite singer who's on the line, he's hanging, we're going to meet him later on, he knows who he is, and it's you and Vic Sarno, you two.
Oh, yeah.
Vic,
oh,
so stay on after I say goodbye to you, because Vic is going to be on. But your voice and Vic Sarno, I have to say, they're unique, you're different, and nobody sings like you guys, and you're my favorite singers.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you're one of my favorite friends, because you're always so happy and interesting, Damien. And you're funny. You're very funny.
You have to be.
Yes. So I don't have a lot of time because we have so much going on here. But okay. You're a Brooklyn boy, correct?
No, Jersey, honey.
Oh, Jersey. Oh, I'm so sorry.
How quick I forgot.
I remember the voice. I forget the history. So you knew at an early age that you were singing, because I know you told me you were singing. I think at 17 you started singing, correct?
No, I was singing when I started to cry.
when you start singing, the girls were crying, right?
Everybody was crying.
Everybody was crying. But you started in your teens, and then you have an amazing career. You've performed so many places and performed with many, many celebrities, and I don't want you to mention them because I want to talk about you. Over the years, in being a wonderful vocalist, you've worked with many comedians, so you've actually developed into becoming quite a very good comedian. Am I right?
Well,
don't be shy.
Good, but you had to be. You had to be.
But you are a funny guy, but not everybody could do it.
Years ago, they had three acts on a bill. You know, like they had a dance team, a singer, and a comic.
Mm-hmm.
And then things got a little, so they had to cut, first they cut the dance team, and then they cut the singer.
and you were waiting, so
words, they went down to one act, so you had to do everything.
Exactly. You had to sort of like be an entrepreneur, like people have today.
I did everything with the dance team. I couldn't do the dance team.
You can't. So, how many albums have you put out there? Because you've done so many. How many
well,
now?
Recently, I put three albums out recently.
Mm-hmm. And the last one, I couldn't locate that other album
Not my latest one. It was nominated for a Grammy.
How can people learn more about you? You have a website, don't you, Damien?
Yeah.
What is it? You're free to tell it. I want the world to know about Damien.
I think it's Damien, DamienR.com.
And that's DamienR. Right? Yes.
Damien R. Yeah.
Damien R. Because
you're
right.
.com.
Damien R. .com. Because we're not going to say what your real last name is. Is that witness protection program?
No.
Yeah, he's Danny Ricciardi.
My real name is Damiano.
Correct. See, all the great voices are Italian.
People. I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. What is it? It's true.
I'd like to think that. There were so many good singers.
Of them are, happen to be Italian, and you're one of them.
Yeah, well, I guess. I don't know.
So, Damien, of all the things you've done, all the places you've performed, is there any place you wanted to do a show and you didn't quite do it? It's like in the future? Stop laughing. Talk.
I said there were a lot of places I wanted to do the show, and I never quite did it, you know. Not only one, many.
Oh, come on. You've done many of those Italian festivals, and performed in the islands. Weren't you in the Caribbean for quite a few years?
Oh, yes. I was in Aruba for many years.
You were running?
On and off. I wasn't there straight. I would do a few months there, and then I would come back for a few months.
Okay. We're going to play another one of your songs. Ken, we're going to do number seven. Number seven.
Which one is that?
It's a surprise, but you did it.
Oh, okay, thank you.
It's your song.
Surprise me, Kathy. Surprise me.
Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here's that rainy day they told me about.
Damien, you really got good talent. You know, you're really an amazing singer. Everybody here in the studio is saying, they're raising their eyebrows. Yeah, he's good. He's good. Because I don't have a lot of time, I have a third song, number uno, to show your jazzy side. Okay?
Jazzy side.
This is your jazzy side. Yeah, upbeat.
Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star, come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze, get on your hands, get on those knees, swim or fly, only please come back to me. On a mule and a jet, with your hair in a net.
That's some traveling music. That's Damien's jazzy side.
What?
I love that.
So what did you say?
That's your jazzy side.
Oh,
it's
jazzy side.
Traveling music. It's moving.
You should have that list, CD. You got to find that one.
Which one? The last...
Well, no,
yeah,
Autumn. Yeah, that,
well, listen,
silly.
His name is Damian, D-A-M-I-A-N, DamianR.com. That's his website. He's an amazing singer. I could probably talk a whole hour to you, Damian, because we're good friends. We've been friends, and
oh,
we've had
years,
we have a lot of laughs together. But
you used to take me to the playground.
What? Once you chased the dog, remember my son's pit bull got loose and you ran with me down the street. We got the pit bull. Well, that was funny.
That was funny. Really funny.
I mean, people didn't know you were people didn't know you were a great singer running down my street for a pit bull. Chief was so sweet. Damian, thank you so much. And listen more because your friend Vic Sarno, I know you're a good friend. He's going to come on too.
Say hello to Vic for me. You know.
Well, you could say it yourself. Say hi, Vic. He's listening. He's listening.
Oh, hi, Vic. How are you?
He just can't answer right now.
Thank you. Still down here in Florida?
I don't know. I believe he's in North Florida, but we'll find out. So you listen in online, like I told you, and you'll hear all about it.
Okay.
Thank you, Damian. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye bye. Okay, well now my next guest is a playwright, and I know him for many years. His name is Lenny Hodera. He's calling us from Wisconsin. Lenny, how are you? Hello?
I'm fine. I'm up in cold, up in the cold north.
I can't imagine that. You're there, that's where you spend your summers, right? And then you come down here to Florida around, what, January?
Yes, after the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now we're having a pretty good cold spell, so I just wanted to inform you that it's about 28 degrees here.
Ooh, wow, no, can't imagine that. And here it's
OB. I've got a cozy fire going, and it's actually kind of nice.
Yeah, well, here it's beautiful, and I know you're going to come here by way of Chicago and Biloxi, correct? You always make your stop in Biloxi before you come down here, right?
Yeah.
Listen,
at the casino there and spend a couple of days. Sometimes I go over to New Orleans.
Right.
And then I make the trip down from there and spend all of the winter, I should say, down in Florida in Hollybrook.
Lenny, let's talk about the wonderful things you've done. You're a playwright. You're an actor. You've done so many wonderful things. Name some of the people that you've worked with over the years. You've written for, and you've worked in California in Hollywood, and some of the plays you've actually written and presented.
The people that I've worked with, the latest one was David Mamet. I worked on two of his films.
Mm-hmm.
One is called Things Change, and the other was Homicide.
Yes.
And I'm getting residuals for it.
Good boy.
It's very nice. Of course, I had some plays done and... some movie work. I was in Hollywood for 5 years. That's kind of a rat race, but I was featured mostly as a comedy relief writer.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get pigeonholed as doing something one time, and if it's successful, then you are kind of set in that mold.
Right. Well,
it wasn't a bad mold, but... it really doesn't give you a chance to break out to show your own work.
I want to get to what's coming up, because I know you because you hired me, actually, to produce your play, It's the Family Stupid, which was done here in Fort Lauderdale about 8 years ago, we'll say. But you're coming down with a new script, a new play, and what's the name of that we're going to be working on?
It's called One Way Love, and it was featured just before the summer at the... at the acting school in South Florida,
mm-hmm.
where the director is Michael Gioia.
Oh, yes, absolutely, in Hollywood. Yes.
Yes, we had a
fine, fine
there. And from that, and from sending some scripts out to backers who have backed the previous play that you mentioned, It's the Family Stupid,
mm-hmm.
We are able to get some seed money going so that we should have a production when I get down there, hopefully early this winter.
March, April, you think, maybe, or?
Pardon me?
March or April? It's,
I hope sooner than that, maybe January, February.
Okay.
That's not too, it all depends on As you know.
Yes.
That's the time to see it.
Well, that's going to be no problem because I know my friend Doug LaRue, who's probably listening, he'll be on at the end of the show. He's going to help us. He doesn't even know I'm going to be asking him this, but anyway, it's going to happen. But Lenny, you don't have a website, do you? Do you have a website up yet? Because I know you travel so much and
you've got your gal up there. But I didn't like that because there's too many people come on to that.
If anybody's interested and wants more information on the play, of course, you could always go to my website, KathySRO.com, because it's certainly going to be on there. You're heading this way. What time of year are you going to be coming down this way? Around December, you think, or January? What's your plan? Or maybe sooner.
I should come down right after the Thanksgiving holiday, so I'll be there early December.
Super. Okay.
And, we'll do the One Way Love, which is a comedy drama and takes place in New York.
Mm-hmm.
There's a five-person cast in it, and there's three ladies and two men. And it's basically a story, besides being a love triangle, it's a story of young people trying to make it in New York City in
right.
show business.
And it's going to be a non-equity, so all you actors out there that are hearing this, just come to KathySRO.com or call me. You know my number, the 954-791-7555, because we will be holding auditions, and I think it's going to be great.
Well, yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, we want to get holding. We want to start auditions. The parts are, people are about 25, 28, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Okay. All right. Well,
songwriters.
Okay.
The girl is a singer dancer.
Okay. Well,
it is a comedy relief role.
Okay. The name of the play is One Way Love, and my guest is Lenny Hodera, my dear friend. And Lenny, I gotta run, but thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you after Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Good traveling. Stay warm.
Thanks for having me. Bye now.
Bye-bye, dear. Okay, I'd like you to meet now. My other favorite voice of all time. His name is Vic Sarno. I'm not sure where he's calling from, but he at one time lived here in South Florida, but we're going to hear his music. In fact, before we say hello to him, let's play number 11, Ken, and so they can see what Vic Sarno sounds like. Okay. No.
Bene proprio sozio ci sei tu. Allora da solo pian pian sozio ci sei tu. Al di là delle volte infinita, al di là della vita ci sei tu.
Okay, so welcome to Radio Showtime. Vic Sarno, how are you?
You're talking to me, Catherine?
I'm talking to you, yeah. You sound great. So you and Damien have always been my favorite voices. And you're both nice guys, too, and good friends.
Yeah, say hi to Damien. Well, hi, Damien.
Yeah, he's listening.
He's a great
guy. He can't do
you. Yeah, singing with the big band. Every time I heard him, he was great.
Both great. So listen, you're now. Where do you live now? Because I know you're out in the west, but now you're like in North Florida. Is that where's your home now?
No, I'm up in Wayham in the Summers, Massachusetts.
Okay, oh, that's right. That's where you're from.
In the cooler months, I'm down in West Florida,
great.
In Largo and St. Pete area.
Excellent. Give a little resume of your background. You're from Italy. Actually, you came to this country when you were like 6 or 7 years old. Is that correct?
Yeah, when 7 years old, we came through the front door and grew up in the Boston area and started singing in the church right off the bat.
But you were singing with your brothers. Weren't you singing with your brothers at first? Or were you're not singing alone, weren't you? Wasn't like a family kind of thing?
What happened was my mother, who was an operatic singer, in Italy, had this dream of having three Sun performers. There were three of us, and so I studied piano, and my middle brother studied cello, and my little brother studied violin, and we never really developed it. And you know, growing up in Boston, there was a lot going on, and so I ended up singing in the church choir by myself with the choir, and that's how I started singing.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to play another number I picked off your CD for our listeners to hear. Number 12.
I know I said that I was leaving, but I just couldn't say goodbye. It was only self-deceiving to walk away from someone who means everything in life to you. You learn from every lonely day. I've learned and I've come back to stay. Let me try again.
Okay. Actually, I thought it was Feelings. The other song, I guess I gave him the wrong number, but Feelings is another song that I enjoyed that you do. What is your favorite music? Do you like to sing in Italian or English? What kind of music is your favorite?
My kind of music that's favorite is any time I can open my mouth and sing any kind of song. That's my favorite.
That's great. You really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Good. So I understand your grandchildren are your daughter's kind of asking you, what did you do, Grandpa? Right? She wants to know more about your career.
And she found out about my career as a singer and from my son, and dug up some videos, and she insisted on me posting them on YouTube.
That is great.
So I started posting them 2 or 3 weeks ago.
So how was it listed on YouTube? How did you list it? Vic Sarno or?
It's Vic Sarno.
Vic Sarno. So folks, you can go to YouTube and just put VIC, Vic Sarno, SARNO, and you'll see he's a handsome guy. Can't make Italians ugly, right? Not if you, even if you wanted to, and you could hear his wonderful, wonderful voice. Well, you've got a marvelous career. I mean, you've performed all over the place. Didn't you sing in Hawaii? Didn't you tour in Hawaii at one time?
I actually was on the Hawaiian American Cruise Lines for, 3 months.
Wow.
I worked on the two ships. They only have one ship, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked that ship for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked for Cunard Lines for two years, I think, on and off. But you know what happens on a cruise ship? It's great. I mean, you see all these ports, and then after a while they all get old. But you lose contact with your contacts ashore.
That is true. That is absolutely true.
So I'm glad to get back.
Right. Okay. Well, folks, you don't have a website. Do you have a website, Vic?
I took it down because I'm semi-retired.
Okay.
And,
but they can go to YouTube at least and hear your, some of the things you've done in the past. And you'll always be one of my favorite singers.
Well, you're one of my favorite hostesses, I have to tell you. You're great at it.
Oh, thank you. We did a show together once, remember?
Oh, it's on YouTube.
Oh, my heavens. Well, I'm going to have to look at that. Thank you so much, Vic. I have to run, but thank you so much for taking the time and being
great.
Able to be on our show.
Great talking to you again, Kathy.
It's always great talking to you, Vic. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now I think we have Connor on the line, our weekly input from Connor's Corner. And by the way, if he doesn't say it, he's going to say it. But, all right, welcome to Radio Showtime, Connor Griffin with Connor's Corner.
Hey.
How you doing, Connor?
Well, somebody tells me this is the last show.
That's true, for a while. Correct. What are you going to share with our audience today?
Well, this time I'm going to tell you how amazing this whole thing was.
The radio experience.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't have known, but the first day, I was so scared. I thought every turn, I'd wig out, say something wrong, but I did what I did.
Well, you're a natural. Well, I want to, I don't know if you were going to tell them, but I want to tell everybody, Connor is my grandson. He's my first grandson. He's 13 years old, and I couldn't be more proud of him. And his involvement in the show was really not intentional. He came down to visit me. He lives in North Florida, and he came down a few months ago, and it was just a very natural thing. I was coming here to the studio to do some promo, and someone said, well, maybe he'd like to do some promo. I said, Connor, would you like to? He said, yeah, sure. He didn't like, it wasn't like I was forcing him, and he was just, you were just so natural at it. And then after doing that promo piece, I said, well, gee, maybe would you like to do a weekly input on what kids your age are reading and what movies are going on? And you said, yeah, sure. And it was just all so natural. But you did a great job always, Connor. It was just super.
Thanks. And if you could see my face, you would have known, you wouldn't have thought, wow, that guy's so confident. You would have thought.
But each time it was less and less and less nervous, right? Nervous is your enemy, so you don't let nervous into your arena, because it keeps you from doing your best. But you handled it, and you didn't show your nervousness.
I mean, it turned better and better and better, so I could just have an open conversation with anybody.
Exactly. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being part of this. I'm just very happy, and all these shows are going to be on my website, so you'll be able to go through there and hear each week how you sounded and what you had to say. And I want to thank you so much. And we're going to do this again in a few months. Okay?
Yeah. And again, thanks so much for the opportunity to do this. And
You're very welcome. I love you.
Well, this will be for a while, but this is Connor's Corner, Radio Showtime. I'll see you in a while, but it will be next time.
Just like a pro. Thank you. Thank you, Connor. What a guy. What a cutie. Okay, I think we have Troy. Oh, we have something, folks, coming up in January. It's going to be the very first Miami Science Fiction Film International Science Fiction Film Festival. And the guy heading this up, spearheading it, and he's the creator and the coordinator, and his name is Troy Bernier. Troy, welcome to Radio Showtime.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, listen, how did this come about? Is this something you've been working on and dreaming about, or you just decided? How long have you been has this been in the planning stage?
Well, I can tell you, I can sum it down really quick. I'm part of a company called Unungahat Filmworks, and we make science fiction films. Actually, we made the first sci-fi film in Florida called Planeta Desconocido, also known as Planet X, the Frozen Moon. And this was back a few years back in 2011. It became really popular when a documentary was made of us making this film.
Okay.
And the documentary became even more popular. And we were in Tribeca. We went to Traverse City, Michigan, with Michael Moore.
Wow.
Sitges, Spain. We did over 23 festivals in less than 2 years. And with all of that time and doing festivals, we decided to ourselves, and, you know, maybe we should think about doing a festival for science fiction and fantasy and horror film,
mm-hmm.
you know, in Florida, because we don't have this in the Miami area, really.
That's true.
There's very little science fiction. I said, you know, I think that'd be a great idea, because there's so much diversity, there's so much,
talent and
so
creativity
many things going on,
right?
And talent, you know, Miami, the whole Miami
right.
is so a hub, it's the global hub for the world.
Right, the Miami International Sci-Fi Film Festival, and it's going to take place from January 17th through January 19th, downtown Miami at the Hyatt Regency. And their website is MI for Miami, MISCI, F as in Phi. So MISCIFI.com, MiamiScienceFiction.com. Is there any other way people can connect with you? Is there a phone number or any other means?
Yes. My number is 954-834-3220, and we have a Florida section for Florida filmmakers. So if you're a filmmaker in Florida and you have a film that fits any one of those categories of fantasy, science fiction, horror, or just scientific educational.
How many films are participating? How many films are participating in this?
We have submissions from all over the planet.
Wow.
It is truly amazing the type of films that we're getting. It blows me away.
Well,
and that's why we wanted to have a Florida section, you know, to make it fair, because mm-hmm. there's so many films.
Great. Well, I think it's a great idea, and I think it's exciting,
yeah.
and I think everybody should make note of this. This is January 17th through 19th, the Miami International Science Fiction Film Festival. His name is Troy Bernier, and all the very, very best to you. We'll be watching for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Troy. All right. How about that? Always something new coming down here. Florida just so full of talent and so much creative ideas. I think you would think that there would have been something like that here, and it wasn't. We also now are going to hear from Doug LaRue. Doug LaRue has been contributing to the show for a while now, and we call his input the what's happening south of the Broward border. And welcome back to Radio Showtime. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Good evening, Kathy. I'm fine.
Good. You sound great, as usual.
I gotta say, the most exciting thing that's happening over here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
I hear you fine, yes.
Yeah, we got a really cool thing that's going to be going on in Key Largo, Florida on Halloween and November 1st. So October 31st and November 1st is Ginsberg Productions is going to have a version of Rocky Horror at the Murray Nelson Center in Key Largo at Mile Marker 102.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and they do really good productions, and if anybody wants to get more information on it, they can go to info@GinsbergProductions.com, or they can call the toll-free number 1-866-535-7994. And then at Salte Cultural, we have Romeo and Juliet coming up. It's also going to be on November 1st, and they can contact the Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center on their website.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there's Stanley and Clark and the Harlem String Quartet. This looks really interesting. And that's getting a lot of play over here. And they can go to smdcac.org or call 786-573-5300. And then I wanted to mention that I guess we're still doing the thing at the Women's Club on November
Saturday evening, November 9th, yes.
November 9th, we're going to be back together. I can't believe it after all this time.
I know. That's murdered by the mob, right?
I heard about that. I heard somebody's going to get hit.
I know, and the food is so great because they have that chef down there that makes those prime rib steaks that are like a pound of each or something. Yeah, you've been there, and they're a very active group, the Homestead Women's Club. They are hosting that, and that's, again, Saturday, November 9th, and I believe it's $50 for the dinner and the show. Cocktails are at 6, and it plays through the night, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And if anybody's listening out there, this is what Kathy does best, is, going in and bringing in prepackaged productions with full entertainment and being able to, raise a lot of money for fundraisers. So if you've got a not-for-profit organization out there that needs to raise money, please call Kathy.
You're very sweet. Very, very sweet. I always say with the murder mystery angle, being an Italian from New Jersey, committing murder and getting away with it and making a profit for everyone.
Half the people in Homestead are tagging, Kathy. I mean, you know that.
There's something from, you can't run away from,
I mean, the lady that contracted you is not only one of my best friends, she's Italian.
That's an honor. That's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. Hey, by the way, isn't Fantasy Fest still going on right now, or did that...
That was over on Saturday.
Oh, they usually it's over the Halloween weekend, sort of, kind of. But I guess because Halloween is on a Thursday, I guess they did it they held it before, correct?
Well, it was always set up to be strategically a thing that got tourists down there in the off season and booked hotel rooms and, got people in restaurants and that kind of thing. We own businesses like a block off of Duval Street,
mm-hmm.
and I usually call my dad like every Sunday morning after Fantasy Fest, and he says, no, they went down there, they sprayed the disinfectant, they ran the street sweepers down, they picked up all the garbage, and he was down there at like 10 o'clock Sunday morning. It was like it never happened.
Wow. Well, I was there. I think everybody should go once, especially if you know anybody who's just a little uptight. Just a little uptight. They gotta go once. It's a great experience.
I mean, do you want somebody to have a heart attack or a stroke?
I'm not going to force anyone.
People that just wouldn't be able to handle
but
it.
Everybody knows somebody who's
this is
just
probably going to be our best show on the radio. You know?
But I just think if you know somebody who's just a little uptight, I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't, and I had heard so much about it, but I went down. And I just kept on. I was laughing, and I said, "This is amazing." And you just come back and you say, what the, that was some experience. It's just great what they do. And the restaurants down there are wonderful, wonderful food.
Well, the restaurants are fine. The parades were a lot better when they first started having them. And I grew up in Key West.
Yes.
So I was there for the original one in 1978, 79 when they had it. And it was a lot better. It was a family friendly event. It was nice and everything, but it just got worse and worse. But
right.
Hey, if it's still a big draw and it fills up the hotel rooms down there and brings money into the Keys, that's good.
Hey, you know, stay where you are because I meant to do this at the beginning of the show and I just got so wrapped up in everything else I forgot to do it. I have a mystery recording and I want to see if you know who this is. The first number, 3. All right, now you listen there because you're a pretty sharp guy.
I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains if he wants them out of the way. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy. Crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire as he wants it.
Okay, so Guru LaRue.
Yes, is it you?
It's me.
I thought so.
It sounds like me talking. It's because to me it doesn't sound like me.
It's you. No, it's you. You're guilty.
Oh.
You committed the murder. That I'm the one.
I'm the one. Well, just going through my CDs lining up, and I said, oh, yeah, I forgot I recorded these things. Oh, wow. Wow.
No,
I just forgot to do it.
No, that's you. It's got your fingerprints all over it.
New Jersey or Italian or not, you did it. So, listen, by the way, remember a few weeks ago when you were kind of down in the dumps when you had to deliver that bad news, the government shut down, and all those theaters were kind of wondering, what do we do?
I've got an update on it.
Because, yes.
Blaine and Anton, who are my people over here, they went to a seminar that was hosted locally on National Endowment of the Grants Arts,
mm-hmm.
and the Congress has cut the budget in half. They just went and did it. They sliced it off with a machete.
Oh, boy.
So that's done. The interesting thing is the application process is very simplified. They brought me... the forms over when they got back today, and it's like one page, but you still would probably have to do like some type of mission statement,
mm-hmm.
and an outline on what the objective was, whether it was visual art or performing art or whatever. So it's just all they've done is make it more competitive, but I really don't blame the government because there are a lot of people who have abused the system terribly over the years.
You were telling me also a few weeks ago that there are so many viable venues, theaters that are available for productions that mm-hmm. were kind of becoming more and more. And I don't know if you listened to the show earlier. Did you hear Lenny Hodera at all?
Yes, I did.
He's coming in. Well, he's got this play, and he's very serious about it. And so I told him I want to hook him up with you, and maybe you could enlighten him and show him what's around, because I think maybe one of those locations might be something that we could use.
Send the contact information. The hot locations that are available and workable are Carl Shores High School in Isla Mirada, Florida,
mm-hmm.
the Murray Nielsen Center in Key Largo, Florida, the Banyan Bowl, which was the old Pear Jungle in Pinecrest, Florida,
mm-hmm.
and definitely out near Florida International University off Tamiami Trail.
Okay.
Is the Roxy Theater.
And you were telling me that the theater, Gable stage is going to be eventually be moved to Coconut Grove. They're going to be sharing that with another theater company?
Yeah, that's the plan. And Joe Adler, who's the artistic director
Correct.
For Gable Stage, is going to be in charge of that project.
When's that going to happen?
That's going to be really cool.
When is that going to happen, more or less?
It's going to take probably 2 or 3 years. They're literally going to take the whole place apart.
Okay.
And put it back together and just keep the facade. And then it's going to be total first class.
Okay.
When they get done with it.
Okay. Well, we have to go, but I'm looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, and we'll be chatting. And when I get the show up and running again, we're going to be continuing what we're doing.
We'll be in touch probably tomorrow, but off the air.
Okay. Thank you. Doug Leroy, thank you so much. Okay, well, we are almost out of time. I just want to mention a few things. You know about Florida Film Festival. You know about Young at Heart. On Thursday, we have a dinner show at, Sunday, November 17th at Celebrations in Delray. Excuse me, in Boynton Beach at the Boynton Beach Women's Club building. It's the Addison Meisner historic building. The play is Social Security. We've got a Thanksgiving Day dinner and a comedy wedding coming to Nick's. You know, in Casablanca, everybody goes to Rick's, but in Fort Lauderdale, everybody goes to Nick's. The food is great. The entertainment is great. And just go to KathySRO.com. KathySRO.com, and you'll see the listing. I have to say this is my last show for a while. We're going to regroup. It's just getting too busy. So many elements of coming together that I have to, after doing 15 shows and 40 interviews, all of our shows are going to be on my website, KathySRO.com. I love doing this, and we're going to be doing more. Excuse me. And again, thank you for listening. Thank you to all the wonderful guests I've had on. I've had so many wonderful, wonderful, entertaining people, and I appreciate it. And but we'll be back in a few months. So just when you hear again when Radio Showtime is going to be playing, listen in, and you could always come to my website, KathySRO.com. Thank you to Paradise Bank for being a sponsor. Thank you to Standing Room Only for your help. And as I say goodbye to you, this is another one of my recordings. So you stay well. Turn your clocks back this weekend. You can have an extra hour of sleep. And we'll see you next time for Radio Showtime. This is Kathy Rollins, and goodbye.
Don't know why I didn't come. Left you by the house of fun. Don't know why I didn't come. Don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in
Buonasera, senorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, senorina, kiss me goodnight, but we'll rip do that to rip but bone a body boat but do the bottle boat bone say it.
You've been listening to Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent Kathy Rollins. To find out more about Kathy and Standing Room Only Productions, go to KathySRO.com or call 954-791-7555. That's KathySRO.com. The curtain will rise again next Tuesday evening at 7.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.